Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Rolling into hour number three of Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, of course, for the number. So you can be part of the conversation. We've had a full buffet going today because it's been a busy day of headlines. It hasn't been really like one big story, but it's been headlines. So we want to catch you up with everything that is going on today, and we'll do a hoops update right now, driven by Nissan. But before we do all that, Bart Scott, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. So what's that mean?
It's the power hour, hour. Smack the star off Starberry Head coming at my boy, son.
No, none of that.
No, hell no. I choose violence every time, B.
It didn't really come out. Like I said, it was strange.
Yeah, it's weird. Out of all the people out there that's saying stuff, he decides to respond to that.
I don't want to really give it the attention.
Well, you know, out there, you know, if he's in China, ESPN is probably the only thing that comes out.
Well, I don't know if he's
I think last I saw, he was showing himself at a grocery store ordering food in China.
He could be. He could be in New York too. Who knows? But I never understood with him though, because like in the beginning, like I thought we had like a decent relationship, and then all of a sudden, like he just went, it was bizarre. Like I all of a sudden, like from one day to the next, suddenly he was like nasty. I was like, yo, what the hell? What did I do to you?
Could be one thing that somebody say, like instead of being a man and getting perspective and talking about it.
You know what it is? Some of you guys, and I mean athletes. Mm-hmm. Some of you guys, like, you want the one-way loyalty thing.
Yeah.
Where, exactly. Like,
never can say anything negative.
Yeah. Like, you only want that.
Can't disagree with them at all with anything.
Right. But then when I'm like, all right, I'm loyal to you. What are you doing for me? And it's like, nothing. And, no, you're going to feed another reporter. And I go, well, okay, so we're going to play this game. Then I know I can't rely on you. And then I had other people in that locker room that really didn't rock with Steph that, like, I was closer to. And so I don't know. Maybe that's – I have no idea. Like, I don't know. I don't care, honestly.
Yeah,
so tell me if he's joking around or what. I don't know. But I wasn't going to respond because, like I said, I'm over 50. I don't jump into comments, like, with something like this.
Yeah.
He said, why is this guy being quoted about who will take the mantle? He's not a hooper, nor is he credible to speak on who will be that person. Who the hell is making the decision to place these people on the forefront for who is the next face will be, which is not English. Thank God we control the pen now.
But, like, so only listen to former athletes to say who's the next guy? Like,
by the way, who votes on the baseball Hall of Fame? Like, all the Hall of Fame for all the sports, this media is involved in it. We are the curators of your sport.
Exactly. You're the gatekeepers. And you chronicalize the moments.
And when he's and like, capitalism. Who is this guy? Like, who made the decision to place these people in the forefront? Mike Greenberg asked me the question on the air.
Right.
Like, the video is in this thing with him asking me. Like, you know, am I supposed to say, well, I'm not supposed to answer that question. I'm sorry. I'm going to defer. You know, like, I don't understand. I haven't talked to this guy in, like I said, probably 15 years.
He knows who you are, so I don't know why he's acting like he don't know who you are.
Well, there's that. Yeah, there's that whole passive aggressive thing too. But it's
who's
like
this
said,
guy?
Man,
what do you mean this guy?
It's, yeah, like who is this? And he's not a hooper, which that also is false. Like,
right.
I did.
It's levels to it. Yeah.
I might not have played well
but
enough,
he don't know that.
But I played.
But he don't know that.
I mean, damn. But.
You average more points. You average more points in college than Stephen A. 1.2.
Yeah,
I got that information from the Pelicans.
not much more than Stephen.
I got that.
We both got hurt.
I got that information from the Pelicans when the Pelicans came at him.
But you know what though? Like again, it's a hustle. Stephen A. hustled. He hustled, man.
Yeah,
like,
to understand.
And he loves the game. He's got passion for it. He puts his energy into the sport. Help promote it. Like, you do what you do. You care. Like, that doesn't have any weight. Doesn't matter. Like, all the time you put in doesn't matter. The research, the preparation, none of that stuff matters.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have a balance, man. Like, this whole lot, like, this we have the pen thing. Like, man, will you stop it? And anyway, by the way, what he didn't do was disagree with what I said. Like, all you went straight slander. You didn't even go, like, you're wrong. You didn't, at least come with an argument instead of, like, you can't say that. What do you mean I can't? I can say whatever the hell I want to say. Right? Like, okay, if you disagree with me, you could tell me that. But to just say, like, well, you can't say that. Hell, I can't. Credentials are there, son. Like, you know, that's bizarre. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad Cam said what he said in the way he said it, because I agree with him. This is an era now. We get to hear athletes more and more. More guys talk. More guys tell stories. It's great. It's a great add to it. And you also don't have to worry about what things are left out. Like, again, there are times where reports, you know, you get a story and then it has to be cut because back in the day, newspapers, that story is only 500 words. So wait a minute, though. This quote is a little bit long. I will cut the quote down. What do you mean cut the quote down? It takes away from it. It takes away from the story. It tells enough. It tells enough. It used to drive me crazy in the editing process. The stuff that had to get cut out or cut down that you said, no, this is essential. This is storytelling. But because it has to fit in the space in the newspaper, it had to be cut down. Well, with podcasts now, it doesn't have to be cut down. You listen. And so that's great. But I think it's important to still have a balance. And that's why the Stephen A's and the Will Bonds and the Wendy's and all those other people, and myself included, that stuff's important. Me sitting here talking to you. Me sitting here talking to Rick DiPietro back in the day. Me sitting next to Wally Zerbiak on MSG. Like, I think it's a good balance to have. It's important to have both of those perspectives. I think it makes it better. And I'm glad Cam Newton said as such.
Anyways. Yeah, I think we already gave it this too much attention.
Yeah, way too much. I apologize.
We don't have to validate your credentials and, you know, you being able to speak on anything. That's why ESPN pays you.
Good point. It's true.
You actually get paid money for your opinion on basketball.
Isn't that amazing?
So what are we talking about? So, like, it's not like he just saw you like you some fan after the Knicks game and somebody put a
I think
Wimby's the future, man. Straight up word to your mother, son. Word to your mother, son. On my dad, I think Wimby's the next big thing, babe.
Right in my basement.
Yeah,
which sometimes I am in my basement, but still.
It was a TV analyst that's respected, a Hall of Fame journalist that asked you a question because he respects your football, your basketball acumen, mm-hmm. and he wanted to know what your opinion was. So you don't have to prove it to anybody else.
Yeah, this is definitely personal. I'm curious now what it is that's got him so pissed off right now, but whatever. As I mentioned, Hoops update, driven by Nissan. Let's give you an update on some things around the NBA. Let's start with the Knicks. Today at practice, Tom Thibodeau gave us an update on OG Anunoby. OG is now playing 5-on-5 and contact. That's a great sign. Now, he has not been cleared yet to play, so the Knicks play tomorrow night against Orlando. But the fact that OG's in 5-on-5 and contact, that's a great – that tells you it's going to be days now, right? Days. We already knew that Julius Randle has been doing some light contact, that he's been working out as well. So we'll see how much longer it is to wait for him to return. And then Jalen Brunson, who didn't play Tuesday night. Remember, he got hurt early in the Cleveland game on Sunday with the knee contusion that at the moment it happened, you thought the season was over. He did practice, at least participate in most of practice today, according to the reporters. And that was basically it. And Tom Thibodeau wouldn't give any more of an update about whether or not he'll be what he'll be listed as for tomorrow night's game, whether it's questionable or anything else. So we'll see where the report is. But still, Brunson back in practice, another great sign. Mitchell Robinson running and jumping. So even the Knicks center who underwent ankle surgery is also getting closer to a return. While that all is going on around the NBA, Ben Simmons, the Nets are saying, is done for the season. They're shutting him down. He has to now get his back checked out again. They're going to be advised by more doctors about what the next step should be. But with 20 games to go, the Nets are shutting down Ben Simmons once again. Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell has a knee sprain or knee soreness, and he has missed a couple of games and is expected to miss this entire week. And Evan Mobley, has an ankle injury, and he's going to miss some time now. So the Cavs were once second in the Eastern Conference, mm-hmm. and they are now slipping out of that. They're now in third right now as they slipped out of second. Milwaukee is now sitting in second. In the Western Conference, the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to be without Karl-Anthony Towns. They don't know for how long. He has a meniscus injury, and they're trying to figure out whether it needs surgery, any type of procedure, or just rest. But they don't know yet. But still, that was a team at the top of the Western Conference. So we're, like I said, Bart, we're a month away from the playoffs. And these are significant injuries happening to some of the top teams. LeBron James dealing with an ankle injury as well. So as a lot of injuries are starting to happen, the Knicks' injuries are starting to heal. And so we'll see if the Knicks can get themselves right in the next couple of weeks. That was a Hoops, or the next couple of days, I should say. That was a Hoops update.
This was driven by Nissan. Triple H?
No. This wasn't Triple H. That's okay. On Wednesdays.
Okay.
But this was just a Hoops update driven by Nissan coming at you with all of the excitement of a Hollywood blockbuster at the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Shop impressive savings at NissanUSA.com today. 800-919-3776 is the number. You know, another Hoops update we should probably do?
What's that?
Remember yesterday we talked about that high school game in New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
There was more to that now.
I see.
So
I saw.
Let's mention this while we're doing Hoops because it definitely needs the time. So the New Jersey Athletic Association, whatever, NJSIAA, is basically the governing body of New Jersey high school sports. They put out a statement about that Manasquan-Camden game, the state semifinal, where the kid remember made the shot at the buzzer, and then they waved it off saying he didn't get the shot off in time. They put out a statement acknowledging that when reviewing the play, it's clear he got the shot off. The basket should have been good, but one official waved it off. There was three officials. One confirmed the basket. The other one said no, he didn't get it off in time. The third couldn't break the tie, so they went with no basket. They are not allowed to use video to review, so they walked off the court. When they watched it on video, they found out, yes, he did indeed get the shot off, and therefore the wrong team won the game. And all the governing body would say is, we're sorry. Can't do anything to overturn it. That's just the way it is, and they just it's an error. It was a mistake. So now Camden gets to play in the championship game, even though they really shouldn't be in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So Manasquan put out a statement, and they are fighting this thing, as they should, because the school district is furious. And they put out a statement that essentially is obviously taking up for the kids, which they should do.
But it's not in the bylaws. It's going to be a lot of nothingness, and the game's going to be coming pretty soon.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have time to replay the game. I mean, the only thing you can do.
Let me read the statement. We'll talk about it. I just want to get all this stuff out of the way. So the NJSIA refuses to – this is what Manasquan School District said – refuses to exercise its discretion to remedy a situation that was so obvious and well-documented. In our unwavering support of our players, coaches, and families, the district will continue to pursue any available appeals we can to vindicate the values of fair play and integrity that should be the hallmarks of interscholastic athletics. And that's, again, the statement, you're right, and can they go to court with this? All I know is that this is, once again, adults failing kids. That's what this is.
Well,
this is a lazy approach saying, oh, well, we can't change it. When your eyes show you the wrong team won, mm-hmm. and what you just did was take away a lifetime moment for the kid who hit the shot and the team itself. You took that away because you're just going, oh, well, rules.
So here's what I would suggest, right? Because they can't go back and set a precedent for overchanging the rule. I think the only time we saw it in basketball is when Shaq didn't have his fifth foul or something like that. They changed the victory.
Yeah, that was the NBA.
But I don't call on the governor bodies to do the right thing. I call on Camden to do the right thing.
Okay.
I call on Camden to say, hey, we want to win every game, but we want to win fair and square in the right way. And we're going to step aside and we're going to get forfeit that victory and give it to the proper team that won because we believe in sportsmanship and we believe that, you know, the integrity of the game is far more important than us playing in the game or trying to put another banner up for our school. We don't want an asterisk or something put next to our name. So I put it up to Camden to step out and do the right thing because they knew if they were on the other side of that, they would be furious.
Their coach.
So do the right thing.
Remember yesterday I read you his quote after the game. He even acknowledged that, we got a win that we really shouldn't have gotten. He even acknowledged we got lucky, he said.
We'll step aside.
You know what's funny? I love that you said that because, you know, the asterisk thing, think about it. Now, no matter who wins this championship, because even if Camden doesn't win the championship game, right, even if they lose, it doesn't matter. Whoever wins this knows there's an asterisk on this. Right. Even the winner can't really enjoy winning it because there's always going to be that reminder. Yeah, y'all didn't really win that thing.
Y'all played the wrong team.
Like, yeah, right. You played the wrong team. Or if Camden ends up winning, it's like, yeah, you shouldn't have even been there, and you know you shouldn't have been there. And that doesn't feel right.
Listen, just imagine.
I just hate the fact that it's a lifetime memory. That's a moment you'll never forget as a kid, and that was taken away from you because they go, oh, well, we can't change it. They're basically telling you, sorry, kid,
life's not fair. That's basically what they're saying.
Stop it.
Like, come on, man. Like, so, like I said, I think Camden would win more hearts and more people.
You might be right.
By stepping aside. It's a greater victory for Camden than a championship.
You might be right.
If they just step aside and say, we're going to do the right thing. And then not only do that, I would show up. I would show up to the game and I would support the team. Man, that you talk about moments. That's a moment. That's a life lesson to a bunch of kids. To at the end of the day, this victory, you know, or this game, you know, they may remember some of it for their life. This was a team that was undefeated, correct? Camden was undefeated, or they hadn't lost a game in a very long time, right? This would have been an upset from the other team, correct?
Yes, it would have been an upset. Yes.
Right. So, like, Camden hadn't lost in a long time, so. There's many more victories for Camden to get as a program. They probably already have a bunch of them already. But, man, this is like one of those iconic moments where, like, CNN and, you know, ESPN will pick it up. Like, man, can you believe that it's still some good being done in the world, right? You know, this guy was robbed of his moment that he earned. Like, he earned that moment. He made that shot, you know, and however one in million chance it was to make it. He's earned that. And he's got his moment, not because the adults got it right. I mean, the referees got it right. The officials got it right. But because the opposing team's coach got it right. Man, that'd be powerful.
Well, that would take the parents, the school. Because the coach can say.
It just takes the coach.
But you're going to need the whole. But you're going to need everybody to agree to it.
Man, I'm the coach. And I'm not coaching this game because I don't deserve to coach this game. Simple as that. Like, in parents, this is a greater lesson. Parents, you should want your kids. I'm not only here to teach your kids how to be great basketball players, but I'm here to teach them how to be great men of integrity. And this is a moment for us to display all the things that we say we are as a program and us as a institution. So that's far more important to me than a championship banner that I didn't earn. So
they've won 12 state championships.
Like, come on, man. So what are we talking about,
but
man?
Their first, so 2022, Camden won their first. It's been 20 years since they won one.
Okay. What am I talking about?
That was a big, that's, you know, it's a big deal for them to get their second if they can, but.
Nah, bruh. You're going to get crapped on, bruh. Going to get crapped on.
But how would you feel if you were on Camden's team? And you're like, hey, we won. I like what you're saying. I just don't know if you could get everybody to agree with something like that. There's going to be parents that aren't going to agree with that.
I want these kids to watch the video and then say, no, I still want to play. Hmm. Watch the video of what this kid making an amazing shot and say, I still want to play. Man, you're a joke. Hmm. Like, bro, it's right here. Nah.
See what I mean? But you see what I mean? Here's the problem. Is that it's creating all of this now, where even Camden, they can't really enjoy it.
Right.
They can't. It's tainted. So do the right thing.
You can't enjoy it. And what do you think the team, when you go play the game, is going to say before the game? What do you think these kids going to hear when they walk into that arena? What are you going to think? What do you think they're going to get if they win the arena and they lift the trophy up? Not just from the opposing team's fans, but people that just come there and support the tournament altogether. Like, man, whatever, boo. Yeah, you're a champ, but you ain't the champ.
And imagine that you got to do that too. I mean, these are teenagers. You got to boo some kids
you're
now.
Damn right. Yep. I would.
Game is at Rutgers.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Yep. Boo. Sucks. Move the game to next Saturday. Yeah. Get it right. Get the team a chance to practice.
Yeah. So all they did was, you appealed, we denied it, and all they said was it's because there's no precedent. It's not in the rules to
well, let's
to
set,
use
well, let's set one.
Video review.
Well, let's set one.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to set one.
Yeah, this is what they said. One of the three officials counted the basket as beating the buzzer. The three officials then met at half court to confer. A second official
saw
the ball in the shooter's hands when the buzzer sounded. The officials then waved off the basket. Later, after being shown video clips, the second official agreed the basket should have counted. That second official, by the way.
Yeah, he I'm standing on principle.
The second official who waved it off and then watched the video, I mean, how like he must be sick to his stomach. There are some people that are claiming that there must have been money on the game or somebody mm-hmm. who had influence. Like, all that stuff starts coming out now.
Yep.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. It's just tainting more of this championship game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
If I'm a coach, I'm not playing.
Wouldn't the right thing would just be to say, well, I know we don't have video review. We don't want to set a precedent for it. But this is an extreme situation.
This is for the championship. And I watched what
happened.
And
one ref did say it. One ref said it was good. So it's not like no one saw it.
Right.
The one ref was right.
They just overruled him. And you said so the referee that was behind, that's his call. So they overruled his call, which makes it seem like it's something a little shady. Even more. So what I'm saying is, I'm not playing this game, and I'm gonna reschedule this game for next Saturday.
Yeah, that's why they wanted to protest.
They wanted to get an injunction.
Not have a game, but they the game is Saturday. There's nothing they could do about it.
Yeah, they can.
But
they can because you know what? If it was a COVID outbreak, or if it was something else, they would reschedule the game. So have that same energy for doing the right thing. As it is, if you had an emergency or if it was a storm.
So Camden plays noon on Saturday at Rutgers against Arts High School from Newark.
I might just pull up to boo their ass. Boo.
You hate that. That's not what you want. Like, the kids don't deserve to be booed. They're not the ones that made this decision. Even Camden, it's not fair to the players from Camden to go and then – people are calling them out. What do you want them to do?
Well, call their ass out. Give up the play to who deserves it.
Why, if the basket was good, did they then reverse the call? The other referee had precedent over the call. The trail referee would have seen it better. That's the stuff I don't get. Like, I need to know why. It's so bizarre. And you know what else somebody else brought up, too? Is that apparently last year there was a fight in a game. Mm-hmm. And players left the bench, and they used video to see who left the bench so they could suspend those players.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But we can't get the end of the game right, though.
Because that'd be setting the precedent.
Why can't we get the end of the game right? If there's video of the game, why can't we get it right? It's a state semifinal. We're not talking about a non-league game in December. You know? Like, we're talking about a state semifinal. Wouldn't you want to get it right?
And then watch what they do to placate it. Going forward, we change the rule. We're going to call it the Camden rule.
Yeah.
That we're going to start, in playoff games only, we're going to start using video review when it's the last game shot. Each team shall get two challenges.
It sucks. It just sucks. And it's
then,
like
then,
I said,
then it'll never. Then it won't happen for the next 50 years.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
It won't come up again. Yeah. No.
Right. Nobody had hit a last second shot in the semifinals or the playoffs again for 50 years. But they'll have a new rule.
Yeah. All right. 800-919-3776. We'll get back to your calls. It's Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, Barton Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN.
Spent in a place to be free, and I came to the place to rock the mic right. To get to your neck, yeah. Ah, freeway. You baby, just get your dick.
I know you're not following the NHL trade deadline like I am, but I'm fascinated.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm all in. See what the Rangers are going to do, son.
I'm fascinated, though, to see if they're going to – again, they got Wenberg yesterday, but this Jake Guentzel stuff – now, Jake Guentzel is – you know, we're talking about a high-end player. Like, I'm trying to, like – Ray, put Jake Guentzel in NBA terms as far as a trade goes. What would you say?
NBA terms, yeah.
Or, you know, like an NBA trade deadline pickup.
So like Kay Cunningham getting picked up, son.
No, well, it's definitely not like
not Kay Cunningham,
Bojan Bogdanovic. But
no, it's a little bit better than Bojan Bogdanovic.
It's he's a difference maker, definitely when it's crunch time.
Yes.
Maybe not so much the long haul of the regular season, but crunch time, that's a man you want on the ice.
Yeah. He's only, well, like, what is he like? He like scores, that's like 20 something goals a year, right? Like he's not like he's not a 50 goal scorer. And some people might say, well, you know, he does play with Sidney Crosby and maybe, you know, his numbers are skewed based on that. But I do think though that he does have a lot of those like clutch kind of situations. Game-winning goals, stuff like that, that you just feel like, you know, that's a value, is somebody late in the game.
Yeah, he's currently at 22-30, 22 goals, 30 assists for this season.
So he's point a game, right?
And if you want to say he plays with Sidney Crosby, or Artemi Panarin, not that bad.
That's right. It's not like he'd be playing with some bums, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's something that, and then you consider what other teams are in on him. And if you're the Rangers, you know, like, you want to load up as best you can. Like, they are one of the best teams in the league. They're not the best team in the league, but they're one of the best. And, okay, I'll go back to you again, Ray, because I know you watch this stuff. Are the Rangers, like, is goal scoring, like, first of all, you can never have enough. But would this be one of those moves that if they can make this move, now, it's going to cost them one of their prospects. That's something I think that makes you hesitate because they aren't a young team. You know, they're going to need something coming up the pipeline at some point as this group gets older. But if you make this deal, is this one of those chips to the middle of the table? You do a deal like this because the Rangers are in a place right now where they're very close to being like they're a cup contender, and that would put them over the top.
Exactly. This is the move that you want to put you over the top, because what have they been doing the past few years? Waiting for Kako and Lafreniere to step up and be the guy that puts their scoring over the top?
Right.
Well, they haven't. Lafreniere playing better, but Kako obviously not giving everybody what they want. Get Gensel, get the scoring in the playoffs, go over the top.
Right. And it's been, you know, it's been 30 years. So it's time. Now, it's funny you mentioned, like, think about this. You had the number one and number two overall pick in the draft, Lafreniere and Kako, right? Lafreniere was number one a couple of years after Kako was number two. And
Kako.
You're like, I know you love saying the name, but like we hold on to these players because we're hoping that they eventually turn into something. But I've always said this about draft picks and prospects. It's they're either going to turn into something or you'll turn them into something. Does that make sense? Right, Bart? Like, you take, like, these are those years that everything is working out for you and health is a big part of it, too. And if you have that going on, you're this deep into the season and you think that you've got enough to win. And the Rangers, what they just win? 10 in a row?
Mm-hmm.
Like they clearly are a juggernaut. I just, like, do you go for it this year? Because it could be special if they do. And so, you know, this is one I'm really curious about this one. Like last year, they got, Tarasenko. They added a couple of players last
year. And Kane.
Yeah, that's right. Patrick Kane, of course. Patrick Kane. But Patrick Kane was sort of a shell of himself. Yeah. But they added brand names at the end last year. It didn't really turn into anything. But this, he's I don't even think he's 30 years old. Like, you're not talking about a guy that you would get. He's not a rental. Like, this is somebody that.
How many years is this after the open letter?
Oh, the letter? The yeah. letter? It's been a few years
five
now
years.
Since the letter.
4 years, five
But they've
years.
Done a lot. They got the coach right, I can tell you that. You know, they did
Weren't
get
you
the
supposed
coach
to get right. the Islanders coach on, man, where he didn't return your calls?
Oh, Patrick Roy?
No,
he's little... talking about the Rangers coach, Peter Laviolette.
Oh, Peter? Yeah. See, you know.
Where's Louvillette? Like, let's get him on and see what he's doing. Like, once they make their moves.
Yeah, maybe we can. You never know. I do think he'd probably be more inclined to go on the morning show.
No, I don't care. No, personal relationships. Why would he want to go on with the enemy of the court?
You know, I imagine that he has that relationship with Rick. Rick did play for him. You know.
Yeah, but we ask first.
Massachusetts guys. You know, they got all that.
That'd be like if Rex went on the morning show. Oh
yeah, that would be like Rex on the morning show. Yeah.
Damn, wow.
Well, I tell you what. Now
that would hurt. Did that hurt?
Yeah, but it's okay because I'm a flex my muscle this year.
So the letter I believe was it 2018? Was that when they wrote the letter?
Yeah, I believe 2018.
So 6 years.
6 years. Damn, it's been 6 years.
How many years has Joe Douglas had?
This would be four.
This is year four for Joe Douglas?
Yeah, I think this year four.
It's amazing how we've gotten away. We have such impatience now as sports fans. Do you remember a time, Bart, that there was the five-year plan?
Yeah, it's a five-year plan.
And now it feels like if you haven't won in three years, you're out.
Three-year plan, yeah. 3 years, like, I don't know if you got it in him.
Right? Like, that's what it feels like. It feels like no one has the patience to just let something grow. And to be honest with you,
unless you're somewhere
Chris
like
Chris Drury
in
didn't write that letter, wasn't that? That was
Gordon.
Was that Jeff Gordon, right?
Yep.
Yeah. He didn't even get a chance to see this through.
But we'll give him the whole credit for setting the foundation. We want to thank what's his name again?
Jeff Gordon.
We want to thank Jeff Gordon for all that he did, his contribution. Like Mark Jackson didn't get the proper credit.
Oh, they
for,
did.
For
no, the, no. When the Warriors won, they gave a lot of flowers to Mark
they
Jackson.
They should have gave him a ring.
I don't argue with that.
Brother can't get a ring. I'm
I
the
don't
one
argue that, with that.
I'm the one that did this.
Well,
this
I'll tell you this.
Stuff. Just the thanks I get.
You want to stay on the hockey thing, and Dino, you could argue with me on this one if you want.
Steve Yzerman.
The two couple of years ago when the Islanders went to back-to-back conference finals. Mm-hmm. I said that, yes, Lou Lamoriello is in charge, but let's not forget who built that. I mean, all these players are Garth Snow's players. you know, Garth Snow was he found players in the draft. He was really good at drafting. He didn't get to stick around to see that through either, you know. And then obviously Lamoriello came in and made some other decisions and, you know, brought in Barry Trotz. That was a great hire. But, you know, you don't want to forget who was there, did the kind of like the dirty work of putting it together and never got to be around to see it when it hit the heights that it did. So the same thing, I guess you could say for Jeff Gordon. Although, again, Drury made some moves and hired the coach.
Did Steve Eisman get his flowers?
With
what he did with the Lightning?
With the Lightning? Yes, of course.
That's why they fired him?
His name's on the cup again.
That's why they fired him?
Did they fire him or did he just move on from there?
They fired him. He had to run back to Detroit. Hey, I got some breaking news.
Uh-oh. What do you got?
What you say?
Is this 7-Eleven.com? Like, hey,
yeah,
7-Eleven.com. Trust it?
Well, no, it's NFL. But I still like to use 7-Eleven.com as my buy source.
But you have, like, this is good information.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know how it's confirmed? Because I saw a player on his official Twitter say, man, it can't be.
I like it.
What? So you got McKinney, right? You talk about safety and
McKinney.
Safety market. Yep, yep. Xavier McKinney.
Right.
Well, add Justin Simmons to that pool. Justin Simmons released after 8 years.
Whoa.
One of the best, if not the best, free safety in all of football. As now all the dead cat money in Denver, Sean Payton is starting to get rid of guys.
Yeah.
And it's reports that Jerry Jeudy will be traded. We'll take him right here with the Jets.
What?
And it's reports that the other receiver, Courtland Sutton, will be released.
What? Oh, they're just tearing it down. Wow.
So listen, I'll take Jerry Jeudy for $500, even though he's a bad interview.
Yeah, he's a terrible interview.
Or I'll take Courtland Sutton. So
you know, if Jerry Jeudy ended up with the Jets, don't you think we have to have him back on?
Yeah, so he can
give him
apologize.
A second chance.
Yeah, but for real, Jerry Jeudy is out there, bro. He's going to be out there. People think that Jerry Jeudy is going to be traded. That's remember early on when people say, "Hey, trade." Well, you heard Mike Tannenbaum say, "Hey, trade Zach Wilson to Denver for Jerry Jeudy."
Yeah,
could happen.
Oh no. Can you imagine? That's
well. Listen, Sean Payton. No, Sean Payton is like the quarterback whisperer, right? They're not going to pay Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Judy's up for a contract extension. He's going to want to get paid. That's why maybe I go with Courtland Sutton, who's a big, tall, fast, deep receiver.
Yeah,
it'd be a great compliment.
I kind of like that one better.
And remember, like the Pat Hamler, I believe, got hurt last year. So Denver had three great receivers. And, you know, if they get rid of one or two, they still have one that they can, you know, base off of. But if I'm the Jets, I want the one that they cut. I don't want to trade. Hmm. That way I keep all my draft picks. So Courtland Sutton maybe, you know, it's reports that he may be released. But Vince Simmons, like you talk about bringing Xavier Whitehead back. With Simmons out there,
Xavier
he's an
McKinney.
Upgrade. No.
I'm talking about
the Jets. He's a
Jordan
free agent,
Whitehead.
Too.
Jordan Whitehead. Yeah,
yeah okay. Jordan Whitehead. Yeah,
you mixed people together.
Yeah, Jordan Whitehead is okay. And McKinney. So, like, you talk about that safety market is lit right now, B.
Yeah, it is. You're right. And don't forget, also, Jamal Adams and Marcus May.
Well, not Marcus May, Quadre Diggs. He's the one that's been making all pros for Seattle. They had Seattle cut him, too, with Jamal. Whew. They cut both of their starting safeties.
The business starts next week, and the business is going to get crazy.
It's going to be litty.
Oh, yeah, to the NFL. All right, Liddy, of course, is our show. We'll finish up with some calls with you at 800-919-3776 before we pass it on to the K Show.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Garden of Laughs returns to the theater at MSG on March 27th, benefiting the Garden of Dreams Foundation. The all-star comedy lineup features Bill Burr, Michael Che, Chris DiStefano, Jim Gaffigan, Heather McMahon, Tracy Morgan, Sam Morrill, and Jon Stewart. It's hosted by Steve Sciarippa. Support the Garden of Dreams Foundation. Have a great time doing it. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. We opened the show with this because this was news this morning. At the very beginning, we all know Bart loves the fight game. And the news is it's an interesting fight that we will have in July. Netflix is getting into this stuff. This is what they do. They want to get into live sporting events. And we already know the deal they have with the WWE. Well, now they have a fight planned that is going to be at AT&T Stadium where the Dallas Cowboys play. In July 20th. And the fight is Jake Paul, who everybody knows, the YouTuber, the guy who's famous for all the vines and everything else, who has turned himself into a boxer. He is headlining with Mike Tyson. As far as a headline goes, it's huge. Huge, huge fight. Just because it's Mike Tyson, who's 57, by the way. He's 30 years older than Paul. He'll be 58 when the fight streams in July. And it is like, to me, like I said, it's fascinating to watch. It's not for any belt. It's not for anything. It's purely for entertainment. But I wonder, Bart, will this be an entertaining fight? Will it be a show or will it be for real? Will we see kind of some vintage Mike Tyson? I'm tuning in. I know that. I'm in.
I mean, I'm in. I didn't watch none of the other stuff, but I'm in for this.
But you're more like you love the fight game. This doesn't bother you as one of those like money grab kind of like here, you know what they do. They give you the shiny toy for everybody to look at, but it doesn't mean anything.
But this the money grab it is. But this also a grab where you can see a guy like Paul get hurt or get really checked. By thinking that any time in his life that he can mess with a guy as dangerous as Mike Tyson, or if Mike Tyson is not dangerous enough, right? It does take guts because Mike Tyson's naturally the bigger man. We know his punching power. Can he withstand the first three rounds? You know what I mean? I can imagine Mike probably wouldn't even let it be sanctioned for longer than six rounds.
Yeah, I'm in. I know that.
That means you have to fight. Next.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.